Art Drysdale vignette, and this one is Queen of the Garden, 3, 2, 1. Though the major planting weekend is past, it's still very much garden planting season. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Suggestions after this. 3, 2, 1. The queen of the garden, roses, will soon be at the peak of their bloom, but it's certainly not too late to plant some. Rose bushes today are almost all potted and already started into growth and may be transplanted to your garden at any time. But buy them now while you still have a choice of varieties. The one important item to remember about roses is that all bushes have a large bump on the stem near the soil level. Regardless of where that bump is in relationship to the soil level in the container, the bump, which is actually the point where the colorful variety was budded onto the hardier rootstock, must be planted so it's at least 5 centimeters, 2 inches, below the soil level in your garden. As regards the pot, most nurseries now sell their bushes in containers which will disintegrate in the soil, but be sure to ask whether or not the garden center recommends removing the container or not. Most garden centers will guarantee rose bushes to get well established by the autumn. Some provide a longer warranty. When choosing your roses, seek a catalog with descriptions of the various types available and try to choose from all 3 categories of bushes: hybrid tea, the largest individual flowers, floribunda, smaller flowers in large clusters, and grandiflora, combining the attributes of these 2. Be sure as well to check for fragrant varieties that are once again becoming popular. One current popular variety is the pink Touch of Class. And finally, if you have room, be sure to try climbers. That's what I'm planting this year. I'm Art Drysdale.